Hi, we're the Apers. And you're listening to Rampage on the Airwaves.
I'm Lil Rampage and you're listening to Rampage on the Airwaves. The band you just heard was The Apers with a song called Wine and Dine. This band is from Rotterdam in the Netherlands, and they were one of the first few bands that I listened to when I first came here. And the thing about the Dutch music industry is that it's a whole melting pot of different kinds of music. Like, they have the punk scene and the hardcore scene, and they have the hip-hop scene and the Euro dance, techno, trance music scene thing, and it's a very fascinating mix of genres, so we might play them on the show sometime in the future. But that was The Apers. You can find them at the and then the hyphen or dash and then apers.com. that's theapers.com for more information about the band. And yeah, the rest of the songs that we are going to play on this show are going to be songs from bands or solo projects that are female fronted. And yeah, the first band that we are gonna play is called Giants Must Fall, and the song is called For the Lost. Giants Must Fall with For the Lost, and you can find them at www.myspace.com/giantsmustfall. And the next artist that we are featuring on today's show is Sherlyn Tan, a very powerful singer-songwriter who fronts a band called The Unexpected, and Wayne managed to get a few words with her, so I'll just leave you to the interview. This is Wayne with Sherlyn Tan.
Okay, you're listening to Rampage on the Airwaves, and I'm here with Sherlyn Tan.
Yo!
Okay, first of all, Sherlyn, congratulations on your album launch, Newfound Jealousy.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell all the listeners of Rampage on the Airwaves who is Sherlyn Tan?
Alright, Sherlyn Tan is about 1.58, not very tall.
Yeah, age, sex, location.
Sounds like a much taller woman.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm just a simple singer-songwriter. I play with a band, The Unexpected, at Walla Walla and Balaclava. And alongside that, I also recorded this album. And now it's time for everybody to get to know me. So Ask away.
What was your motivation behind Newfound Jealousy?
Basically, all these songs were written in the past couple of years, and it has come to a point where I think it's time that, you know, to release the songs. And since I'm working with such wonderful musicians, besides my band, and there were some other people that came in to help as well. So it's great. It's the right time.
What's the meaning? What's the meaning behind the title Newfound Jealousy? As the album and also as the song, which is track number 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the meaning of the song,
Track number 3. Sorry, Chris.
The meaning of Newfound Jealousy, I just had an interview today. It really is about moving on from a friendship into a relationship with someone that you've been friends with for so long, and going through those emotions at the same time, and wondering on whether or not it's going to work out. So in a way, you know how you're so close to this person, but yet you're not with this person, and whenever you see this person talk to another girl, then you just feel a bit like...
Yeah. As a Singaporean, why do you do music?
Because I can't find a daytime job.
Taglam lah.
I don't know, because I think as a Singaporean, you go through life being told what to do at home, in the schools, out there. There's so many rules that actually, to me, music is a form of escape, and it's a great way to actually release a lot of pent up angst and emotions, etc. The stark difference between playing a cover gig and playing original gigs is your audience changes a little bit,
yeah.
But for me it's kind of mixed, because I actually do play my originals in my cover gigs as well.
Yeah.
So the people that and a good percentage of the people that actually came for the launch were people that also went to my cover gigs as well. And the big difference between playing live and being in the studio is that you have to be a whole lot more disciplined in the studio.
Yeah.
As I found out. I figured that, you know, if I join a cover band, I can perform a whole lot more than if I was in an indie band. So yeah.
And you get paid a lot more also, right?
Not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it that way, yes. Yeah. But no, we're not paid a lot.
As a musician, what's the difference that you feel when you play your own music compared to when you're playing cover music?
From my experience from Esplanade, I think on the first launch set, when I was playing all my originals, I was actually quite nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm playing the covers, I'm just having a lot of fun. Yeah. The reason why I was nervous is that I actually thought, like, I'm going to play these songs and there are people out there who will not like them.
But it's the same for other covers also, right?
Yeah, that's true too. It used to be all the cover bands would play all the popular songs on the radio, and people would go, I like this song because I hear it on the radio 10,000 times, you know. So that's when I set up my band and I said, look, you know, if we're going to keep playing the radio hits, then... you know, if we're just gonna be any other band out there, and I decided to do something different and play the stuff that's not being played on the radio.
Yeah.
And then after that, that's when I said, okay, let's do something even more different. Let's, you know, play my songs.
Yeah.
I think think when you play in a pub situation and you meet all sorts of funny characters, slowly I began to realize that you can't take everyone's word, you know, when they've had like copious amounts of alcohol. But at the same time, it's also an interesting place to meet people that you're probably not going to meet anywhere else. And along the way, I've actually met a few people that I've still kept in touch with, and yeah, who have put in their time and effort for this album as well. Perfection misses all that you try to understand and uphold. I just had this person send me letters and little gifts through the staff, and I never knew what this person looked like and who this person was. And by the fourth letter, I was a little bit creeped out. There was one incident when I was rushing from somewhere to the stage because I was a little bit late, and I had to get on stage and get the set going, and I ran past this person. That person said, "Hi, Shirlin." And I didn't know who the person was, so I just said hi and I ran on the stage. And then next day I went to work and I got this letter that saying, "You don't have to treat me like that," or something into that effect. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's horrible.
Sherlyn Tan with Snow, a track of a recently released album, Newfound Jealousy. And you can find her at sherlyntan.com. Anything you want to know about Sherlyn Tan should be found there. And yeah, I guess that's it for this show today. Visit rampageontheairwaves.com for everything you need to know about the show. Gilarock.com for reviews of gigs and interviews with bands and all that shit. And, you know, if you're sitting at home on a weekend and you don't know what to do, go to gilarock.com. They have a comprehensive gig guide, and there's always a show to go to and support your local musicians. So, yeah, send us an email at rampageontheairwaves@gmail.com. If you're a band and you want your song to be played on the show, or if you have comments and feedback for the show, we always welcome all that. And also myspace.com/rampageontheairwaves. Add us on MySpace and we'll be your friend forever. Yeah, we're gonna end the show with something that we don't usually play on the show. This is by The Analog Girl, kinda laptop electronica music kinda thing. And I think she's really talented. She's played at venues as far as the UK. You can find her at analoggirl.net, A-N-A-L-O-G and then that dash hyphen thing again, and then girl.net. This song is called Falling. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm the Analog Girl and you're listening to Rampage on the Airwaves.
Rampage on the Airwaves is presented by Little Rampage, produced by Wayne Thunder, supported by Gilarock.com, and is licensed under a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved. For more information, please visit rampageontheairwaves.com and Gilarock.com.